This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Well, it worked.
I love it.
That cracks me up every time I hear it.
Yeah, it makes me queasy.
I think it's hilarious.
I have visions of Nancy Pelosi seductively climbing across my bed and me throwing up.
Okay. That thought has never crossed my mind.
So, did you bring any of that $13 pint ice cream, bitch?
She slowly takes out her dentures.
Oh.
Waves of wrinkles at you.
Yeah, be my luck. She'd be attacking me in between Botox sessions.
I feel bad for one.
If she has any more facelifts, she's gonna have a goatee.
I feel bad for her interns that actually probably are forced to do nasty things to her.
God, stop it. Jesus.
Her husband's almost as old as she is.
Probably doesn't want nothing to do with that old bitch.
Yeah. Why would he? Anyway.
Jesus.
Can I go home now?
Now we've
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
No, thank you. Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for December 1st.
2020.
Thank you, Baba.
We only got like four more shows we get to use.
We only got a few more of those left. But why do I got a feeling 2021 will be just as fucked up?
Well, so we might as well just do 2020. Fuck it.
We'll go, she can do 2020 and I'll just go one. And you know, we'll dub that in.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Or maybe we can get a hold of her. She's still kicking, right? She's not dead, right?
No.
I'm not dead yet.
I wonder if we can get her management to, you know, get her to record to say in 2021. We're going to get on that.
I'm not getting on anything to do with her or Nancy Pelosi. No, thank you.
All right.
Even Apple's screwing up, and I love Apple.
What do they do?
Their stock price is almost back to the split price, so I'm happy about that. But, you know, I posted a cryptic message a few weeks ago, 11/27. And people trying to guess what it was. So I put it on the background with the apples, although somebody says, those are peaches. I said, they're red. Peaches aren't red. But I was giving a hint. You know, my new iPhone was coming on Friday, day after Thanksgiving. I was all excited. I got more exercise on Friday than I have in months. I mean, every time there was a sound outside, I was jumping up, looking out the window.
Thinking it was your phone.
Sort of like the dog.
Or running to the front door. Yeah, my dog.
Wagging a little tail.
My dogs don't jump up half as many times a day as I do.
That's why you got to get cameras. I can sit on my couch.
I do have cameras.
Yeah, but I can sit on my couch.
I can jump up and look faster than I can get the camera load. It takes
my camera
10 seconds.
What about your new phone? Always on. It's always on. You got a monitor sitting right there.
11/27 doesn't come. I call up Apple about 9 o'clock and I say, what the hell? You've been telling me 11/27, 11/27. She goes, have you gotten any emails? I said, yeah, I got some weird email on 11/25. She goes, what did it say? And I told her what it said. She goes, I don't know what that means. I said, well, I didn't know what it meant either. Well, apparently what it meant was my iPhone was supposed to be here 11/27 was either lost, stolen, or damaged on 11/25. And they were telling me it wasn't going to be delivered. So they're expediting me another one as fast as possible. It will definitely be here on December 2nd. Absolutely, exclamation point, December 2nd is your delivery day. Text messages, emails, everything. December 2nd, it will be there for you, Zippy.
Well, you should be happy then.
What day is today?
December 1st.
My phone came today.
So you should be even extra happier.
No, they fucking lied to me. I was out running around this morning. I got back, 5 minutes after I got back, the van shows up with the box.
Perfect.
Okay, so you were home when it came.
Right.
Fortunately.
I don't see anything wrong.
Fortunately. No, you were home when it came.
Right. And you said that you don't have to sign for it. So even if you weren't home, they would have left it on your, you know, your stoop. As I
young man just handed it to me. And
well, it's because you were home.
Have a nice day.
You could have just somebody walking down the street and he hands you a phone and drives off.
Well, that could be what happened to my first one. Because it didn't get here.
Check your neighbors.
But it didn't,
no,
it didn't
get stolen. They lost it before it got here.
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't get delivered to your house. So it didn't get stolen from your, you know, your porch.
No, and I live in a nice neighborhood, and it's a gated community. But every vendor in the world knows the vendor code to come in.
What is it
for the vendor code?
Yeah.
I'm not telling you.
Oh, you bastard!
No, because there are people who actually listen to us.
No,
but the vendor code. At least when you put the vendor code in, it takes their picture, so there is some proof that they were here. But
well, what's your code?
My code?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever the hell it is, I have it programmed into my car, and I have a little button thing to push if I want. I have a backup.
Spoiled.
Yeah. But it's not.
Maybe
it's
it'll
not
freeze because it's 42 out there, Slim.
I hope it's 41. I hope it's gate. Fast. I hope the gate gets stuck.
Because that's what I was wondering. If your guys
ice up.
If your weather up there in New York or Massachusetts is freaking drunk. Because it's lost and it's down here, and I want you to come take it home.
Blah, 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 blah.
I don't get it.
Do you even have heat in that place? Do you guys actually have heat or just air conditioning? I'm curious.
I have heat.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I mean, obviously.
He rubs his hands together.
Well, obviously, he's going to need heat tonight. It's going to be, in his case, 42.
Heat's been on since yesterday. It said it's 70.
Spoiled.
Yeah, well, I keep my air conditioning at 78.
Well,
or 77.
Well,
because you get used to the warm weather, and 77 isn't really warm.
But you have full AC through the whole house. What do they call that? Central air. You have central air.
Yeah, so, four zones too.
Right. So keeping the house at 78 with central air is perfect. Like with us, you know, we have up here. You know, we don't do central air. I mean, some people do, but we don't. We do air conditioning units in the windows, and you got to crank them suckers down as like low as they'll go because it gets so friggin' hot. And you know, I mean, you guys are way hotter than we are, but
You know what's gonna happen tonight?
You're gonna freeze.
In the middle of the night, I'll be sound asleep. And the goddamn pool thing will kick on. Because if you get anywhere near freezing, the pool thing kicks on and runs the pool slowly till it warms up.
And then when it wakes you up, guess what?
Yeah, because the motor and stuff's right outside my bedroom.
Guess what?
Go swimming.
Go swimming. There you go. Or when you wake up, you can think about this.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
I'd have to turn the friggin' heater on now to be swimming by 3 a.m.
We need to get one of those big cardboard cutouts, Slim, and just like set it in his backyard.
Should.
Nancy Pelosi.
Just move it around occasionally.
Oh, we got something that moved around in the story later on, so we'll get to that.
Okay.
Did you know, by the way, you know when you watch the NFL game and you see the cardboard cutouts there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
You could actually buy those.
Mm-hmm. Really? I didn't know that.
You spend $150, they donate the money to charity, and they'll put your cardboard cutout in the stands.
Phillies were doing it for $50.
Oh, really?
I think they regretted that because they got like 25,000 of them.
Now, do you get to pick where they put you or no?
No.
Probably not.
Oh, because I'd want to be behind home plate, so you actually got screen time.
If you're a season ticket holder, they'll put you in your season ticket seats.
The Phillies would.
That's the only one I know about.
I would assume probably other clubs would do the same. I mean,
because obviously. I watched 57 of their 60 games and was disappointed again this year. So we'll forget about that. So anyway, how was Thanksgiving? Nice, okay, or sucked?
It was tasty. I just finished off the last of the pumpkin pie last night.
Ever using one word, uneventful.
Uneventful? That wasn't nice, okay, or so you're okay.
Well, I'm saying it
but
was,
you didn't have your families all together or nothing.
No, but there was no cops. There was no drama. There was no drunk fights.
That's the only thing I've liked about this whole COVID thing.
Drunk fights?
No, I didn't have to go up to my mother's for Thanksgiving. Oh.
Well, the other nice thing about the small Thanksgivings this year is guess what we didn't have to talk about? Politics.
Turkey. Did you guys only have giant turkeys where you were?
Yes.
Can't answer that question.
I had to move way more turkeys than my doctors would be happy about me lifting. to find one that was 13 pounds. That was the smallest one I could find.
Now, did it have the...
Everything else was like 18 to 25.
Was it the full turkey?
Yeah.
All right, so you get it with the legs and everything.
Yeah.
All right, because we get just the turkey breast.
I had to buy a Greenwise one. It was like $24.
Yeah. Free-range turkeys.
Yeah, whatever. Well, I'll tell you what.
Thanksgiving morning, I'm looking out my back door, and there's four friggin' turkeys running across the yard.
You should have just shot one of them suckers.
I'm doing turkey burps Thursday night, all night. It was gross. Drank baking soda water like three friggin' times. Next day, forget it. Now, Friday, I thought, well, or Saturday, I thought, I'm going to throw this turkey shit away. No, I'll eat it one more time. It's okay. I got so much food. You know, like five Tupperware things with food in them. And so I ate turkey again. Burping all friggin' night. Gross taste. It's disgusting. I've decided next Thanksgiving it's filet mignons.
I honestly...
I'm never eating turkey again.
I don't think turkey's the best anyways, to be honest with you. It's just,
I like a nice turkey.
Yeah, but I kind of agree with Zip on the whole turkey burps. And it's
gross, man.
It really is. But it was different this year. I know my mother was very upset that, you know, we weren't able to come and, you know, enjoy Thanksgiving because she always cooks big dinner, but she was in quarantine. I mean, my mom, not that she's sick. My mom had a knee replacement yesterday and they put her in medical quarantine and she still wanted to have Thanksgiving. I mean, she's still like, well, yeah, you guys can come over. It's like, no, you're missing the point. We can't come over. Quarantine is quarantine. And that's one of my other problems that with this whole COVID thing is a lot of these people really don't want to admit that there's something going on. I mean, Dr. Fauci, as much as I know you guys, some of you guys have stopped listening to him, and a lot of people think he's, you know, big phony, but he's still a doctor. And, you know, he said there's so many people out there.
Drug companies.
Well, he very well might be owned by the drug companies, and I get that. But he's been saying since day one that this is real. This is not a hoax. And you have so many. I mean, he had to come out today. I mean, I have the audio. I don't have it cued right at the moment. But, you know, he came out and basically told people, you know, this is not a hoax. You guys got to stop thinking this whole thing is a hoax, and you have to treat it seriously. And there, people aren't. I mean,
no,
I had a guy.
Too many people don't.
They don't. They think it's just everybody has the attitude that it's not going to happen to me. And until they actually know somebody that's died or has been very sick with it, they don't take this seriously.
I'm telling you, even the people that know people that died still don't take it serious.
Well,
they're out there saying this is a violation of my constitutional rights. Or
yeah,
some
fuck that.
Such.
I wear my mask because I got underlying conditions and I ain't taking a chance on it. But
you and me both.
Yeah.
Well, but even if you take the even when you get the vaccine, I mean, Fauci again. I know he's by the drug companies, but even Fauci has said that you can't now not use your PPE. You still should use a mask. You still should, you know, maintain social distancing. He's straight up said that once we get vaccinated, we can't just all stop, you know. The mask thing, I guess he thinks it still needs to continue. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it doesn't. But you know, I did see the other day that they're now finding out that this vaccine may be a little more long-term lasting than we were talking about last week. But I think we touched on last week that the vaccine was going to be maybe a short-term. I think CB maybe mentioned that it wasn't going to last
as long.
Well,
they still don't know how long it's going
to
last.
Well, no. But there was some promising data that
came out.
We're
up to 9 months.
Yeah, there was some promising data that came out that shows that it may last a little longer than originally thought, which, hey, that's good. But I don't know if this is all in our shows for later, but I know, I can tell you right now, I will not take the vaccine in the first round that I'm offered. I would obviously won't be in the first round, but I will not take it right away. I was thinking about
calling my doctor and telling him to change my birth date to like 1950 or something like that.
You got a better chance of becoming a resident in a nursing home.
The pharmacy knows. That's the problem. The pharmacy knows. I'm not old enough to get in the first round, but I'm hoping, you know.
Well, let me.
I'm diabetic. And I'm retired. Put me on the list.
Do you think it's right though that went to a vote today? I mean, they actually,
What? Who's going to get the vaccine first?
Yeah, I mean, do you think
it's a scarce commodity?
Then why did we send the first batches to Belgium? Why did we send our first batches of vaccine to Belgium?
To try it out on them first, probably.
You
got to realize this is not your normal vaccine. The vaccine that they're creating alters your RNA. It's not an injection of dead COVID-19. There has never, ever in history been a mass vaccination.
Well, we're going to get that story in a second.
But what?
So we're going to get to that story in a second, though.
FAA confirms first mass air shipment of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine from Belgium as U.S. preps for distribution.
Oh, that's where they're manufacturing it. We already bought it.
Oh, I apologize.
$4 billion on it.
When I read the article earlier, it appeared that we were sending it to Belgium first. I apologize.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
That's why I did it.
Now, if a Democratic politician can ever have a bad day, although they never admit it, and the media will never tell you, but Denver's mayor had one last Wednesday. You might have heard this on the news. His name is Michael Hancock.
Is she the bug looking lady? Oh no!
Michael Hancock, Denver.
That's the Chicago lady.
Denver. He's a black dude who likes to wear scarves around his neck. Cool. Right before he boarded a plane to Houston last Wednesday, he tweeted out minutes before his flight. He tweeted out, quote, "Pass the potatoes, not COVID," unquote, and then advised citizens of Denver to, quote, host virtual gatherings instead of in-person dinners, unquote, and avoid travel if you can, unquote. Then he got on the plane, flew to Houston, then he took another flight to Mississippi, and he spent Thanksgiving with his wife and daughter.
What a jackass.
Do as I say, not as I do.
That's awesome.
Well, it's going to get worse.
Well, as Andrew Cuomo would say, he is a turkey. Because that's what he told us all not to be in New York was don't be turkeys.
Don't be a turkey.
Don't be a turkey.
If he had any shame, I mean, he sort of apologized.
But this isn't
it made national news, and he's just the mayor of Denver. So,
but this isn't the first politician that's done this. We had the New Jersey governor. You know, he went out, and again, you know, it was outside dining, but he's even told everybody not to do that, and he's outside dining with his family, and you know, he got caught. You've got the governor.
So he says.
You got Gavin Newsom.
He said he was outside, and they got a picture, and he goes, "Oh, I guess I wasn't."
Well. Well, but look, and then you got Gavin Newsom. You know, they're all doing this. Look at what's her name, Nancy Pelosi. You know, she got caught in the salon. You know, with her mad. All these politicians, they give us rules, and they don't have to follow them.
That's
you know, the only one that
banging her.
The only one that I can tell you honestly that's following this whole mask thing is the person we don't want in office, Joe Biden. He wears his mask all the time.
But, hey, he wears two of them.
That's because he's, you know. Hey, did you see he's got a hurt ankle?
Yeah, well.
Dumbass.
No, I think that was Kamala's first attempt. It won't be the last.
I think Hillary gifted him the dog.
I don't believe the dog story at all.
I don't either. I think it's his ankle bracelet.
No, I think he forgot where the hell he was and fell down the
stairs. You know, that very well could be, to be honest with you. The dog story could be.
All these Democrats out there trying to ruin the holidays for us might want to pay attention. Of course, they won't. But a Democratic politician in Texas he made a mistake. He was honest. It's obviously a mistake. El Paso
Your
mayor says, yeah, he says recent COVID-19 spike was due to fatigue. Many cases are coming from shopping at large retailers, not from your Thanksgiving gatherings.
But he's right and he's wrong because it's both.
Mayor DiMaggio, he told Face the Nation on Sunday that his city's getting crushed. They hired mobile morgues and paid inmates to carry bodies of those who've died from the virus. The Texas National Guard was also deployed to help the city with morgues. He says the consensus is people just have had COVID fatigue and they let down. You got to wear the mask, got to maintain the distance, you got to avoid the crowds. But he mentioned what contact tracers have been finding in regards to how residents are catching the virus. We did a deep dive in our contact tracing for the week of November the 10th through the 16th, and found 55% of the positives were coming from shopping at large retailers. Walmart, Costco, those things. He asked Walmart to have voluntary limitations on occupancy. Does your Walmart still limit how many people come in?
Yes, they have a guy accounting. We have security now. We have armed security. They still are using one entrance. Maybe they've opened both entrances now, but they do count who's in and out, and it's very well controlled, I mean, for the most part.
Well, El Paso has got 79% of their hospitals filled up right now, which is a good bit. But a month ago, they were at capacity. So, you know, it hits different areas. You're saying in New York, it's county by county.
Here, the way they enact, all around the country,
it probably is.
Well, here, the way they enact their totalitarian rules is county by county. But then when they do the county by county, they actually go block by block. So, for instance, the entire county may not get moved into another zone. We have three zones. We have yellow. We have no zone, yellow zone, orange zone, red zone. Okay. Obviously, you want to be in no zone. We have quite a bit of the state is in, you know, orange. We have a couple of red zones. But, you know, as the zones get worse, you know, that things close, you know, less people can gather.
Well, my favorite coronavirus story didn't come from United States this week. It came from England. Because in England, unlike many states in this country, you're still allowed to go to church. They don't bar you from going to church in England. Now, they're having their corona problems, and they want to be careful. But it's shutting down the bars and the restaurants and stuff, and these people have been going through this crap for 9 months like everybody else, and a lot of them are, you know, they're either going out of business, on the verge of going out of business, and have already gone out of business. A tequila bar owner in Nottingham is trying to get around the United Kingdom's strict coronavirus restrictions by adding some holy to his spirits. He wants to register his bar as a church.
I wonder how easy that is to do in England.
I don't know, but I'm going to follow up on this one. James Aspel, 34, posted photos of his formal application to make his shuttered 400 Rabbits Tequila and Mezcal Cocktail Bar. That's a hell of a long name. In Nottingham, an official place of meetings for religious worship. He was shown smiling and giving the thumbs up while mailing in the form for the now reverentially named Church of the 400 Rabbits.
Well, first of all, I'm sure he has to go to the Universal Life Church and apply to be a minister.
It's harder than that here, actually. To get approved, he needs people to sign up and say they're part of his congregation.
And they have to pay. They would have to probably pay. I would assume
they have to register. They have to register as a bunny believer or a reverend of the Righteous Rabbits.
I could do that.
Places of worship are allowed to open in all tiers, and we thought, fuck it, let's start a religion.
Can a church sell alcohol?
Well, they give them wine.
Yeah, well, that's given.
Well, maybe you give them out. You give them their drink for a donation.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have a suggested donation of, you know, whatever.
I'm just looking at like here in New York. I'm looking at like here in New York State, where, you know, when our governor said bars had to serve food in order to be able to, you know, in order for a patron to get to buy a beer, they actually had to buy food. So bags of chips was what everybody did. Or what was it? Mario Como fries? Or what was the funny one that the one place invented? I don't know. Or not Andrew Como fries, not Mario. He was the other governor. But
they
took that away. You can't serve chips. Chips are not a food. It has to be, you know, a burger.
Prepared.
Mr. Aspel said it started as a joke, but it comes from a serious place. His anger over the hypocrisy. A strict lockdowns that he thinks are unfairly hurting bars. And in England, that's a bigger deal than it is here, believe me.
Well, it's hurting.
If you've ever been there, it's like four bars on every block.
You have a bar in Brooklyn that just did the same kind of idea, not as a church, but they claimed themselves to be an autonomous zone. I don't know if you guys saw that on the news today, but they're going to try to...
Autonomous zone?
He's got a popular bar 5 years ago, and he says usually all guns blazing this time of year. But he's sitting at home putting up Christmas decorations. He admits even his house of worship application gets approved, he would likely not be allowed to serve booze, but he hopes to adapt in a different way and have some fun with it. We're not trying to offend anybody or break any rules.
No, not at all.
But he has.
You're just trying to skate the gray line.
He has an eager congregation waiting to sip his holy water.
Yeah, you better fucking believe he probably does. The place will be packed wall to wall. Now,
Lee Harrison, a frequent guest at his establishment, said, "The only reason I take up religion is this. I'm in." Rebecca Barker, another patron, said, "I want to worship at the Church of Mezcal." Hey, they could
worship the worm.
Well, he wants to worship the rabbit, but yeah, the worshiping the worm would make more sense, wouldn't it? The only religion I could get on board with, Ken Scott, hopes and prayers for your salvation and delicious drinks.
You know, this is actually a smart idea. I've got a friend that's running a bar right now that's running into a problem. I'm going to, you know, message her on Facebook after the show and just tell her to just become a church.
What are the church rules in England and in New York?
I don't know, but churches can operate at 50%, I think. No, maybe we're at
Terry James Hayfield suggested a tequila bar would be a spiritual place of healing for sure.
Oh, it sure would be.
I've been healed by tequila a few times back in the day.
I've been anti-healed by
tequila. Yeah, tequila is one of the reasons I don't drink anymore.
I don't have the article open. Is all he going to do is serve tequila, or is it going to be a full service bar?
He thinks even if he gets approved, they're not going to let him serve booze.
Oh.
So it's just, but, you know, he's just showing his exasperation, so.
Well, way to think outside of the box.
And he's hoping not to go bankrupt.
Need to do so.
So, hey, in our follow-up segment tonight, we may have something wild. Remember the Utah monolith we told you about last week?
The one that was dropped off by the aliens.
It was out there. It was anchored into the rock. And
yes.
But we were discussing aliens using pop rivets.
It's an improvement from the rocks they used to build the pyramids.
Well, I apologize that I poo-pooed your aliens using pop rivets theory. You know, I realized that you said, you know, they built the pyramids with stone, and I'm sure they could have come up with something better. But, yeah.
You come all the way across the galaxy.
You use what's here.
Yeah.
And pop rivets are here. Well,
I got some sitting in my my tool shed.
Last week, a group from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources dispatched to count sheep saw the shiny monolith in the middle of nowhere. It's 12 feet tall and expertly planted in the ground.
Damn straight. The aliens don't fuck around.
It's an illegally installed structure. Well, that structure has been removed.
The aliens
Bureau of Land Management. Who took it? An unknown party, the Bureau of Land Management said. It's
it
gone.
Was
the, it just gone. Went poof.
You know, there's two other ones, though. Not just one other one.
Poofed.
There's two other ones.
There's two?
Yeah, there was one in Romania and one in Bulgaria.
Now, there's the one in Bulgaria, too?
Yes, the one in Bulgaria.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Go ahead.
The next story is about the Romanian one.
Right, I know. I was going
to The mysterious monolith, similar to the one found in Utah, appears on a Romanian hillside right after the one in Utah disappeared.
And it's gone now, too.
It's gone?
It is gone. The Romanian one is gone. Now, I do not know the status of the Bulgarian one. But the Romanian one is also gone.
I think there's all kinds of squigglies and stuff on this. This could be alien handwriting.
I'm sure it is. They're trying to communicate with us.
The conspiracy theory in my one forum is that there is going to be an alien invasion on December 20th, and that's what this points to. They've tied the numbers to these whatever you call them, and they say it's an alien invasion on December 20th. If you guys want me to throw the conspiracy theory out there, there it is.
Well,
now I can tell you who removed the one in Utah.
The monolith that they built in that the aliens built and put in Romania is beautiful because the picture I've seen of it looks like it's made out of Damascus steel that they cut with a ladder pattern. It's beautiful forging.
It really is nice.
Oh yeah,
and it's got alien handwriting all over it.
Yes.
So, but anyway, this one just suddenly appeared, and it's near the Petrodava Dacian Fortress, a well-known archaeological landmark in Romania. It's the oldest historical monument in the park, because I can't pronounce the name of it, and it's believed to have been destroyed by the Romanians in the 2nd century AD, but the remains can still be seen as part of the wall. The shiny monoliths appear just meters away, with one side facing Mount... oh, God. Magda's going to get pissed at me if she's listening. She's the only listener we have in Romania. You know, the girl designed our Farmville Ranch t-shirts and stuff. It's facing Mount Selo, or Selu, known locally as the Holy Mountain. Ooh. It's on private property, but they don't know who the owner is. Of course you know who the owner is. They're aliens.
Now, do you... The way these... Because I read how they were, you know, precisionly placed into the ground. I mean, as much as, you know...
You want me to explain the Pleiades to you again, Slim?
No. I do think...
Are you sure?
He's not that high this week.
I don't think that this was put in... I don't think this was man-made. However, there's a slight problem. There is evidence floating right now that they've pulled up Google Maps from, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but there was two different times that they pulled up two different caches of Google Maps from that area. And it does seem that monolith is in a 2016 and a 2018 flyover of the satellite that captured the area. So this monolith may have actually, this monolith actually may have been there right along and actually just got discovered. And then because of this
one. Well, it's supposed to be in a remote area, right?
Well, what did I say at the top of the show? I got a feeling 2021 is going to be more fucked up than 2020 was. And if aliens invade and Biden's in charge, he's going to have to call China and ask what to do.
Or just go ask the monolith.
I do have an update.
Oh, no, he won't go near the monolith. It might have COVID. He'd have to wear three masks. It's bad enough he wears fucking two masks. Dipshit.
There is an update on the Utah monolith on the removal process of it, or what happened, or supposedly it is what is.
I've seen Star Trek. I know what transporters can do.
It was teleported out.
Well, yeah.
If it was, it was. But the story right now, and it is the story, four guys came in, smashed it, wheelbarrowed it out because it was on public lands that it shouldn't have been on, and it was drawing people out of the desert, and they were concerned and worried that it was going to destruct the natural environment.
So a bunch of tree huggers are going to take credit for what the aliens did.
Well, the guy's got photos. It's all over his Instagram, and he is a well-known
Photoshop person.
Photoshop. Now,
it could be. I'm not saying it's not. It very well could be.
I want to do these stories because I just wanted to mention Giorgio Tsoukalos.
Very good.
And CB are going to figure this out by next week. Now, of course, CB can tell us who Mr. Tsoukalos is.
He is the foremost alien, ancient alien theorist in the world.
He's only 42.
That's okay. He's still the foremost. Him and Daniken, who wrote Chariots of the Gods.
Well, send him a tweet and see if
he's a lot older than 42.
He's a lot older than 42, that's for sure. But they are brilliant ancient alien theorists. And ancient alien theorists say that those monoliths come from outer space.
They're also the people who say that I'm a descendant of aliens because I have O negative. That is God blood.
There you go.
So do we think we're going to see more of these in the coming days? I mean, now we know of three.
I have to go donate some of my God blood tomorrow morning.
I'm excited to see that. This would be interesting if it's
every 4 months. I give my God blood to the world.
I'm sure that there will be more of these that they'll be finding because people are now going to be looking for them.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. That's true. And they're going to be out in the remote areas.
That's true. You know, if the aliens have the scanners like they do in Star Trek, they should be able to pinpoint where I'm at, and I deserve a monolith.
Maybe you'll wake up in the morning. There'll be one in your backyard.
I've been spreading my God blood around the world for years. Or at least around the state that I live in. But okay. All right. So George Tsoukalos is CB's hero.
Giorgio.
All right. And you guys are both under the impression that this is alien related, right?
Not under the impression. I know it's been done by ancient aliens.
I think they're already here.
That's cool. Well, I just never really foresee UCB is taking that big of a conspiracy leap. I love it.
I think the aliens are
glad I can please you.
The aliens are doing this with the monoliths because they see what the world's been going through this year, how fucked up everything's been, and what the aliens are going like, let's just break them in slow. Let's start with transporting monoliths around the world. They'll start to catch on. And, you know, maybe everybody will be in a better mood when we show up.
Oh,
maybe,
they've known this for decades.
Maybe.
They used to see in World War II, the pilots used to see what they referred to as Foo Fighters flying around with them.
Yeah, they named a band after that.
Yeah, they did, as a matter of fact. And just balls of light that would just dance all over the place, tremendous rates of speed and things. So it's been here for a while. And then, of course, you had the crash in Roswell.
I've seen the Navy pilot video where the Navy pilots are just going like,
yeah, I've seen that too.
WTF.
But, you know, let me throw this out there because I've been thinking this.
They're here, baby.
Why, if this monolith that was discovered in Utah was such an amazing discovery or such an unusual find, why wasn't there people there? Why didn't we have a camera on this? Why wasn't, you know, this? I know it was out in the middle of nowhere. I know the coordinates on Reddit were being highly censored because they were trying to keep as many people away from it as they could. Because I was following on Reddit, the main Reddit thread for this whole monolith. And there was people that would try to post the coordinates and then they'd remove them because they were really trying to keep people.
Have you guys,
don't you think they would have seen the camera on this and watched this so that they saw if more activity happened or if this exact
maybe
thing
they
happened?
Did.
Have you guys seen The Mandalorian?
No, I have not.
No. All right.
The Mandalorian's got Baby Yoda. Okay.
I got Baby Yoda on my desk right now.
A little Baby Yoda. He can move things with his mind and stuff. But he's just a little teeny weeny tyke and he needs protected, right?
I'm moving it with my mind.
The monolith in Utah was Baby Yoda. All right. The one in Romania, which it's got no seams on it at all. There's no pop rivets in it. It's got some kind of hieroglyphic writing scrolled all over it. That's Yoda the adult. That's Yoda the Jedi Master. Okay. They're breaking us in slowly. They're saying, look. Pay attention. We're here. We're not scared of Biden. I mean, who the hell else could fill out 500,000 ballots between 10 o'clock and 4 a.m.? Aliens.
So you're telling me Men in Black is real?
Of course.
No, that's
not. Fuck.
Nothing with Tommy Lee Jones in it's real. No, nothing at all. I'm sorry. But Star Trek. Yeah, Star Trek's absolutely right.
Well, CB, keep an eye out for more monoliths and throw them in our show posts for
Star Wars
next week if there's more, because I'm curious. I think you're going to see more of them pop up. But, you know, I think you're going to start to see people just trying to be copycats.
Oh, and by the way, all you people out there that bought Disney crap to watch Mandalorian, okay, there's 12 freaking episodes. They're an average of 32 minutes each. I mean, there's one that was like 40-some minutes, but they're mostly like 32 minutes long. 12 episodes. That's not even a good half a day binge watching on Netflix.
Yeah, but if you got Verizon, you get Disney for free. So,
but I'll tell you what you need to get though is CBS. Get the CBS online show. You can watch Star Trek Discovery. That is big time fun. Big time fun.
You know what I just watched? You guys should watch it too.
What?
Awesome. Cobra Kai. It is the next
Kuala Kai or Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai. Do you, if I say Cobra Kai, does that ring a bell to either one of
you? Yeah, it's the punk that got beat up at the end an adult.
It's the Cobra Kai is the karate dojo that
he's
was
still
in
a surly
Karate
bastard,
Kid.
Isn't he?
Yeah, but Cobra Kai is back, or it's out, and it's the next part of Karate Kid. It's them all grown up. The only one we're missing is Mr. Miyagi.
All grown up.
Dead, but yeah, Johnny's all grown
these
up.
These guys are almost ready for Social Security.
They're doing karate movies.
Yeah, they're real grown up. That's all.
This is awesome. You should check it out. It's on Netflix.
All right.
Cobra Kai.
Star
awesome.
Trek Discovery is a lot of fun. It's on CBS.
This is better.
You can get it for $9.99 a month with no commercials.
Whatever.
And they have Champions League soccer on there if you like comic kickball.
Hey,
I got a deal. Last year, I had to buy Bleacher Reports streaming to watch Champions League soccer, which is that's all the best teams in Europe in the big tournament. It takes 6 months to play out, but it's fun.
Take your word for it.
Well, Liverpool won it in 19, and so, you know, I've been interested in it for a number of years, but Liverpool finally won it. And I like to watch that, but I had to pay $80 to get Bleacher Report just to watch the soccer. So for $120, I get CBS, no commercials. I get Star Trek Discovery, a whole bunch of other cool shows that they do, and I get Champions League soccer. So it's a bonus. $10 a month.
There you go. Hey, so before you go to your next segment.
Vax is coming.
Yeah, before we go to that, I want to ask, because I'm seeing this all over the place on social media. We talked about it last week. You know, everybody's ditching Fox because, you know, they're pissed at Fox. And they're all
their
going.
Their ratings are down.
Oh, the ratings are down. I have them in front of me. Fox's ratings are absolutely fucking horrible.
For them.
For them. Oh, yeah. Absolutely horrible for them. But, you know, everybody, again, they're converting to Newsmax. It's kind of like the whole Facebook. Everybody's converting to Parler, which I'll say is not panning out for anybody because there's just no activity on Parler. It is a fucking horrible.
Well, we said weeks ago, there's nobody to fight with.
There's no one to fight with. So, but have you jumped on the bandwagon of I'm not going to watch Fox? Are you still using, I mean, is Fox still your go-to?
I watch The Five and I watch Tucker.
All right, but you
and
still,
I watch The Five still... for amusement purposes because I love Gutfeld. And I watch Gutfeld's show on the weekend. Mm. Once in a while, I watch Judge Jeanine. Levin, once in a great while. Levin, he's a smart guy, but he's so strident and his voice is irritating. So I can only take him in very small doses. But Tucker, I watch almost every night. And The Five, I watch probably, you know, three or four nights a week.
Tucker did win the night last night with a 2.205. And that was the only two from the 4 to 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah, but he was getting 5 million views.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's way down, way down. And I don't have statistics for Newsmax because, honestly, I don't think that they have all the people that they think. But, I think a lot of these.
Newsmax for 30 minutes and I couldn't take it.
Well, that's kind of my point.
It's like watching Sean Hannity without the on-air ability. Sean Hannity irritates me, but he is good at what he does.
Who do you watch, CB? What do you use for your – who's your go-to news?
I read it online.
The board guy on CNN.
But when you turn on news on the TV –
yeah, that's every 4 years.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, but when he John dies, King. you're not going to watch the elections anymore.
You don't turn the news on your TV and sit down to watch. Oh, okay, you totally get it. Okay, no, that's fine.
I start with the website I start with is Real Clear Politics.
Oh,
and go around.
There you go.
Wherever I get led.
Yes, wherever AP posts a fake bullshit story from the Justice Department that went everywhere. And then the Justice Department said, that isn't true, that we're not investigating anything. And then nobody reports that part. So
I can see that's the story I can't find. I can still find it. And I know we had this discussion
CNN still
earlier.
Has their story up on their website, but the links then that people, all the posts in Twitter, all those links they've scrubbed everything. So,
okay.
But the links, their stories are still up
articles,
on CNN. They're there.
They're still there.
Oh, yeah, they are, because I was reading them on the pre-show.
Oh, okay. I thought
you
said you couldn't find them.
Yeah, once Google puts them up there, they're there forever.
Correct. And CNN didn't
retract. Yeah, I mean, they could just delete the page.
Well, they didn't, though. They just deleted their Twitter, all the Twitter sends, you know, the Twitter posts.
Now I understand what you were saying.
So let's go back to the bullshit story of 2020. The vax is coming. Doctors say CDC should warn people about the side effects from COVID vaccine, shots won't be a walk in the park. CDC must be transparent about the side effects. Well, everything I ever read from the CDC, they have been transparent. They said that the side effects are there, that they won't hit most people, but very few people on the first shot. But the second shot, you could get a fever and chills and stuff for 24 hours. And, you know, you're going to feel like shit. But I compared it to taking the shingles vaccine, which I did because my dear friend CB, got shingles, and he told me how awful it was.
He said, "You don't want this."
Yes. And I asked my doctor about it, and he says, "You don't want this." I said, "Gee, that's what CB said." He says, "No, go take it." He says, "Seriously, you guys, you're right." He says, "You're right age. You should go take it." I said, "Okay." So I go about the Shingrix thing. I go over and take the first dose. It was like $187.
Popped it in my $187 you ever spent.
That's what I was thinking too. After listening to what you had to go through, I was dying for you, man. But I got the shot. The next day, my left arm was sore. I put ice on it once or twice. Took two Tylenols. That was it. Then you have to wait a month, and I think I waited like 6 weeks because I had to get a flu shot, and I didn't want to take too many things too close together. So I go back for the second dose, and the pharmacist hits me with the second dose. I said, "Do I have to take a booster on this in 5 years or anything like that?" He goes, "No." He says, "You're protected the rest of your life." And I said, "Well, they said it was 95%. He goes, "That's because they can't say it's 100% because if somebody gets it somewhere, they'll get sued for everything." He says, "95% is good. That'll definitely cover them." He says, "Don't worry about it. You're covered. It's a great shot. You'll be fine." And he says, "Did you have any reaction last time?" I said, "Just my arm was sore and I got a little bit of a headache." I said, "I took two Tylenols and an ice pack and I was fine." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Good. I hope that's all that happens this time." Well, that didn't register on me until about 24 hours later when it was Tuesday and we were supposed to be doing our show. And I'm wondering why I'm feeling like I'm dying. I actually had a fever. I mean, my normal temperature is like 97, okay? I'm like between 96.5 and 97.5. My temperature was like 99.9. To me, that's like dying. And I know the women out there go, "All men are dying if they get a little fever.
Call the man now, cold."
I had the fever. I was coughing. My eyes hurt. I couldn't concentrate. We had to cancel the show that night because of my dumbass. It lasted like 12 hours. Okay. And if that's all I got to put up with, not to have to worry about COVID or shingles, sign me the fuck up.
Not me. I'm out.
I'm with it.
Not me.
I want to play poker.
Yeah, but you know
well,
what?
The thing is, if you're going to have to. The television commercials that they have, I mean, about like Latuda or any of those other ones, and they list off.
Well, half the commercials with side effects.
The side effects saying, "Fuck it, I ain't never taking that shit."
No. Yeah.
It's an antidepressant, and I might kill myself because I took it. Because awesome.
I'm worried about the side effects. The side effects might make me kill myself on my antidepressant.
Yes.
Just sign me up for that one.
Some days, I tell you, I would sign up for it. But
so these people are saying it does require two doses, and she worries whether patients will come back for the second dose. This is the exact same thing as said about the Shingrix vaccine. Because of unpleasant side effects. Well, if your arm's a little bit sore and you get a little bit of a headache, but you're not going to be dying from pain from shingles.
No shit.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
You know?
Do it.
He said, they acknowledge vaccines could induce side effects that are similar to symptoms associated with mild COVID, muscle pain, chills, and a headache. In some cases, a low-grade fever. Okay? That's it. But this article is posted with the headline like, "You better watch out. The side effects are going to be awful.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why."
Yeah. I mean, this thing only kills 1%, but in my particular group, it's more like 4 or 5%. And, you know, I know how many poker hands I've lost where there was only a 5% chance I would lose the hand. It's been quite a few. So I don't want to take that chance on my life.
No, and wait, but the thing is that you're going to have this vaccine in order to go play poker in the casino, because you're not going to be allowed to walk in the door without proving that you've been vaccinated.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
You can go in now.
This is right now you can.
They have plexiglass everywhere and you have to wear a mask and put sanitizer all over the place and shit. But to me, it's still too much of a risk because there's a crowd. And right. The crowd is all still pretty close together, even though there's little, you know, plexiglass things up and stuff. And it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it to take other people's money for a little bit, you know. I don't need it that bad.
But are you okay? Are you okay?
I won a big online tournament yesterday, though. I still play, just not in person.
But are you okay with the government telling us in 6 months or whatever it is, once this vaccine has started to roll out across, you know,
that's the mandatory?
US, that it's I'm not going to say that they're going to tell you it's mandatory.
Oh,
but they're going to tell you that it's going to be, I believe they're going to tell you it's going to be mandatory for you to be able to go into public buildings. It's going to be mandatory for you to be able to fly. Ticketmaster, we've talked about this. I've mentioned this 2 weeks in a row. Ticketmaster's already said you're going to have to prove you've been COVID-free 72 hours prior to an event, or you're going to have to prove that you've been vaccinated. That Ticketmaster's already taken this stance. And this is going to happen.
I don't have a big problem with it. I know a lot of
I want to know. Are you okay with having to now wear the mark of the beast, which it can be considered? I mean, this is what people what people are saying. No, I'm just saying this is what people are saying in the conspiracy theory side of it, that this is just like the Jews. The Jews, they had to wear their Star of David to show that they were Jews. No, I'm just
talking about my people.
These are the
You're also talking about your children having to be vaccinated.
Which should
and
I
kids
have,
have to? Had to be vaccinated for years. You can get away with not getting them vaccinated, and there's the idiot anti-vaxxers that are out there. But, you know, you want to go to public school, you got to show that you had your vaccinations.
Yep.
But
I have never had sympathy for parents who want to send their kids to public school but refuse to get them immunized for mumps and measles and rubella and the standard stuff. Now, yes, I know there's more vaccines now than when I was a kid or CB was a kid or even Brent was. But
96 rounds of vaccines that the kids take now, and they want to increase that to 146 rounds. And you guys got between, and this is no lie because I've done the research on this, you guys have had anywhere from between 2 and 8, depending on what year you were born. And to go to school, to go to your 12th grade, you had to have between 2 and 8 shots.
I remember I had to prove it again when I went into high school.
Very well. Could have.
And we dig them up, but I think there was about 8 of them you had to have.
Right. But now,
it was a pain in the ass getting the paperwork because my doctor, when I was a baby, he was dead.
But my biggest point that I'm trying to make is you're going to have to show this and prove this for every building you walk into, every public building. When you walk into Walmart, when you walk into Costco,
it's just a barcode on your phone.
I understand that, but are you going to want to do this every single time you go into any building at all, any gas station, anything? Are you going to want to have to prove that you have been vaccinated?
It's like anything else in life; you get used to it. It's not going to stop. If I want to go do something, I'm going to go do it. See, that's my problem with this year. I haven't been able to do anything. It's insane. And it's tough. I've gotten over the mental hump. I mean, I was in a real slump there in this late summer, as you guys know. June, July, August. I mean, it's miserable weather here in Florida. It's you know, nobody moves to Florida for July and August. And, you know, there was just all kinds of shit going on with my mother and this and that and the next thing. And I couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything. And I felt helpless and useless. And, you know, it was tough.
But I've gotten out my life didn't change.
I've gotten, that's a bit of an epiphany in itself.
Yeah. You know. I don't like people.
But, you know,
you're all going to still socially distance when all this is over, Dad.
I mean, my daughter grew up with that lung disease and, you know, she almost died from it when she was a little kid. And, you know, nobody thought she'd live to be 12, let alone, you know, an adult. And she fought it off and got through it and everything. And what the hell does she do? She calls me up in March, says, I want to come down and visit you. She goes, can you set me up a plane ticket on Southwest? And I said, on Southwest, you're going to let me off cheap. She goes, yeah. She goes, how do you do that? So you go to Southwest website. She goes, oh, shit, I'll buy it myself. I'll do some adulting. I was like, okay, well, I did your taxes. I know you can afford it. she comes down here in the middle of March, and all I did was worry about her and her health from flying down and being here and then going back. And she's fine. And I mean, she's as susceptible as the 75-year-old woman in the nursing home because of her pre-existing conditions. So we've been going through that crap all year long. It's just nuts. If all I got to do is take a vaccine and put a barcode on my phone, fuck it. Compared to what we've gone through this year, that's nothing. I am not worried about it. And my friends are anti-vaxxers and stuff.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer on this.
Not you.
But there's other ones.
People listening.
But I hope a year from now, because
forgive me.
I hope a year from now we can come back to this and I can say, hey Zip, how do you like now when we're with this whole barcode thing? Because and I hope you have the same.
It'll be like second reach.
But we say this now because we're all locked up in our house and we'll do anything we can to get out of our house. So if that piece of paper or that barcode is what's going to give us our freedom of out of our house, we're going to jump at it and we're going to take it instantaneously and not think twice about what we're putting into our arm. This shit has not been tested for more than 4 months. I don't care what red tape they cut to do this and how much money Donald Trump
people that took it aren't to dying. That's all not I care
yet.
About.
Not yet. Not I'm yet. About it. Not yet. It's been 4 months. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm not trying to tell people not to take it, especially people
not
that
trying,
are older.
Succeeding.
Well,
it's what we got to do.
You might be correct. That might be what we got to do. But I think it's rushed. I think it's too rushed. And just as many people die from the flu, which we've proved that, as are die from COVID. And we don't force people to take a flu vaccine to walk into Walmart or Costco or anywhere else. Or we don't require people. How many people?
I take a flu vaccine so I don't get it from the people at Walmart.
But you don't have to prove that you have it. And just as many people, if not more, die. We've done.
Yeah, it's almost double. The number of flu deaths almost double in a bad year. Yeah.
So why do I not have to prove that I've had
because
the flu?
Because this whole country and world has been turned upside down by the panic over this bullshit. I blame China. China needs to pay a price. They're not going to because their minion is about to be president. But, you know, I can hope that I'll live long enough to see the payback. There's got to be payback eventually. And if there is, fine. And if there's not, well, you know, I'll go to my grave hoping that there still will be, because they owe us. Those fuckers owe us. My iPhone from China is here. It was built in China.
All right, so you only got time for like one more thing for the moment.
All right, well, I'll do my
whatever
stupid,
one you want to do is my the, your criminal. Best one.
My best one?
No, whatever story of your last,
I'm going to do a quick mention here. Go ahead. For people disappointing that nothing happened with the Durham probe before the election, Barr finally did do something right. He made Durham a special counsel on October 19th, and it just came out today. 2 weeks before Election Day, he named Durham a special counsel. The reason that's significant is because there ain't a fucking thing Biden can do about a special counsel. Special counsels are immune from influence. Biden can't do shit. Durham will be able to finish his investigation and bring charges. So
even after Trump's out?
Yes.
Okay.
Biden can't do shit. And
where's
they
his
won't,
funding come from?
Who, Durham's?
Yeah.
Special counsel's funding is set up through
Oversight Committee, probably.
Yeah, but Barr's already got all it set up. So
they probably already funded it.
Yeah. So he's got
probably
it's good for a while.
Money's going to go back, I think, when the next fiscal year starts. I mean, that would be the way to control it, would be just to knock off the funding.
The special counsel law, I'm not an expert on, but I will tell you there are exemptions for like practically everything under that special counsel law. So that's happening. Now, our stupid criminal of the week.
Florida?
Louisiana.
Yes. Oh, no, close to Florida.
Close enough.
Yeah, it's the southern country, another state that's
below the Mason-Dixon line.
Another state that's freezing tonight. His name is Justin Savoie. Wow. He's 24, and Justin Savoie is a moron. He chose the cheekiest of places when he needed to find a quick hiding spot for his gun. Now, you understand, he pleaded guilty on Friday to weapons charges after police in the town of Golden Meadow, who arrested him late last year on a separate matter, discovered he had stashed a loaded 25-caliber Titan pistol in his buttocks.
Oh, man. How the hell do you do that?
They took him into custody on December 28th, 2019, after they responded to suspicious activity in a home he's occupying with a female acquaintance. He possessed a handgun, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia during the search. Multiple other firearms were discovered in his truck at the scene. But as he was being strip searched after his arrest, they found an additional surprise weapon concealed in his rear end, a 25 caliber gun, 4 inches long, 2.5 inch barrel, in his box.
Jesus.
He got a 5-year suspended prison sentence during a district court appearance. He received additional 3 years probation and an order to serve 90 days in the parish jail.
Yeah, let me just take this gun and shove it up my ass.
This kid is a moron. He obviously never watched live PD. They always tell you on live PD when they're arresting you and they're taking you in, do you have anything else on you?
Just give it to us now before you get to the jail.
They're going
to
search you at the jail. If they find you at the jail, the charges are going to go way up. A misdemeanor becomes a felony. Felony one becomes a felony two.
Introducing contraband to the prison.
Yes. I think he was only living with that woman as a beard. I think he just liked having things up his buttocks. That's just me.
Wouldn't it take practice to be able to do something like that?
You don't just shove a 4.5-inch gun up your bunghole.
No. Yeah, he stretched that sucker out for days and days and days ahead of time. I mean, he was just preparing
for prison.
You know the earrings? You know how he would be definitely preparing for prison. You know the earrings? How they stretch their ears out with the gauges?
Yes.
That's exactly what this poor dude probably had to do. He probably started with like a ping pong ball. And then
he's probably pissed he got arrested before he got the 357 up there.
He was going for
an AK-47.
Yeah, Bubba's a big boy. You know, that little 4.5-inch thing ain't going to do nothing.
Oh, man.
What a
dumbass.
Literally. Say hi to the kids.
Yeah, say hi to the kids.
Hey, Wesley. Hey, LJ. Don't listen.
We're going to close with a song tonight from my favorite band from Iceland, Kaleo. It's a song about my predictions for 2021.
Oh, boy. Is it going to be like 2020?
Well,
I guess we'll just listen to the song. All right. Hey, whatever. Good night.
The name of the song is Way Down We Go.
I don't know why it's not playing. It's not playing.
We get what we deserve. That's how it starts. I can't hear it.
I don't know why we can't hear it. Sure why we can't hear it.
I was hearing it, but it was breaking up.
There's something wrong.
Are we having a streaming problem?
We're still alive. I'm just having a streaming problem from the one computer that was trying to play your closing song. So we don't have a closing song for tonight. And
don't want me to sing.
Well, no, I definitely don't want you to sing. I apologize. New server this week, and this computer I did not test before, and this is where your closing song was playing from. So I fucked it up. It worked earlier. Well, no, it worked earlier. Oh. It did. Well, I did, but I didn't test it when I came back downstairs with Zip's song. And for some reason, it just does not seem to want to play for me.
Well, it starts out, you get what you deserve. So we'll just end on that, and we'll try and play it next week, okay?
Yeah, I apologize.
No biggie.
We'll live.
All right. So, hey, guess what?
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Good night.